Okay, so we're ready to continue in this maimer. We started off asking about the Ben HaChacham. We wanted to know if the Ben HaChacham is so smart, why is he asking such questions? Parents, I like where you were sitting yesterday. The basic point that we said was that the Ben HaChacham is how the Ben HaChacham is asking, his question is, how is it possible that we can do physical mitzvahs? We could do mitzvahs with gashmias, and with these gashmiastika mitzvahs, we could draw down our Ein Sof. That doesn't seem to make any sense. A physical, tangible, limited mitzvah. It's as limited as it gets because it's limited to needing the physical object, and not just any physical object, but a physical object that meets the exact criteria that halacha demands from this specific mitzvah. If it's tefillin, it has to be black and square, etc. If it's an esrog, it can't have spots in the wrong places, and so on and so forth. How can it be that physical, limited objects can draw down our Ein Sof? It's a good question that he's asking. Before we get to the answer to this question, we're first going to analyze this question further, and this analysis is going to be particularly relevant to this week's Parsha, even more than the Parshas of Yisrael and Mishpatim together. Because this question was relevant to the Parshas of Yisrael and Mishpatim, of Matan Torah and the Chiddush of Matan Torah. That through Matan Torah, through Vayered HaVayel Har Sinai, then the mitzvahs entered into the physicality. But when he asks his question, he asks, Ma ha'edus v'chukim v'mishpatim. In other words, he identifies specific types of mitzvahs. And by the fact that he identifies specific types of mitzvahs, it would seem that this categorization of mitzvahs is something which is inspiring his question. Let's read inside. V'tzarech lahav, in the beginning of Eis Beis. The lechera bir hanal, seemingly the above mentioned explanation, she'elas haben hachacham, he ala mitzvah shela achrei matan Torah dafka, that the question of the ben hachacham is specifically about the mitzvahs after matan Torah. That's what we explained. That his question is, how can you have mitzvahs that draw down our Ein Sof through physicality? The Aves before you had mitzvahs which were about spiritual energy. Anything that they did physically was only a way to channel them into the physical, into the spiritual energy, but the physical action was not necessary for the mitzvah per se. However, now we have mitzvahs which are physical. And that's only after Matan Torah. And that's why we said, he says, Eschem, you. The you is in contrast to your fathers. You who stood by Har Sinai, as opposed to your fathers who in Mitzrayim or pre-Mitzrayim were doing mitzvahs in a way that weren't tied down to a physical action. But seemingly, this explanation, hu bir, it's an explanation rak al zeh, only about this, shel achrei sha'omer, asher tziva havaya lekeinu, after he says that Hashem, our God, commanded us, he could have stopped over there. He could have said, asher tziva havaya lekeinu, that Hashem, our God, commanded. But he adds, Moisif, he adds Eschem, you, in order to contrast, Bechdei Lahadgish, in order to emphasize, that his question is not only about the mitzvahs of the avis, ki im rather al hamitzvahs asher tziva havayeli keinu eschem la'achri matan Torah, about the mitzvahs that Hashem commanded you specifically, as we said, after matan Torah. Avol zeh haya muvan l'chira gam kasha haya omer b'loshen keilol yeser. He seemingly, in order to emphasize this point, could have added a different word after Havaya Leikenu in order to contrast to the generation before Matan Torah. He could have used the word Oisanu, us. Why did he use the word Eschem, you? He could have used a Lashon Koilal Yeser, a more inclusive language. He could have used Asher Tziva Havaya Lekenu Oisanu, that Hashem, our God, commanded us. Instead of saying you, in other words, us, who come after Matan Torah, why did he emphasize you? So that's the first question. Zum Gesund. Gam tzarich lahavim, we also have to understand, and over here we're going to ask several questions about his specific categorization of the mitzvahs. This that he says, maha edus v'chukim v'mishpatim, what are the edus, the chukim, and the mishpatim? These are three different categories of mitzvahs. The me'achar she'she'elasei, he, al klalus ha'mitzvahs, since his question is about the generality of the mitzvahs, have leila meimar, he should have said moha mitzvahs v'kayetzibaze, what are the mitzvahs, or something like that, one word that refers to all of the mitzvahs. V'lama mefaret edes chukim u'mishpatim, why does he specify these three categories of mitzvahs? Ubefrat, and especially, shehachiluk tahasugim edes chukim u'mishpatim, hu bekavanas ha-mitzvahs. If, as we said, the primary question of the Ben HaChacham is, why did Hashem give us mitzvahs maisiyas, physical mitzvahs through which to connect to Him, that you wrap tefillin around your arm and head, and that's how you connect them. You eat matzah, baked precisely so. And that's how you eat aleikos. That's how you connect to godliness. If that's his question is about the physicality, the action of the mitzvahs. That has nothing to do with the edus, the chukim, and the mishpatim, the categorization of the mitzvahs. The categorization of the mitzvahs is something that goes into the thought of the mitzvah. That this mitzvah is of this category, and this mitzvah is of that category. If his question is about the action, he shouldn't be emphasizing the categorization of the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs that are chukim, why do we do them? What's the kavana that we have when we do a mitzvah which is a chayk? Why don't you wear shatnez? Because what? Because God said so. Excellent. The mitzvahs that are chukim, like shatnez, we don't do because that's what Hashem told us. Gzeira gazarti. I decreed this decree and you can't do it. Why? Because... like not going through a red light.
Well, you can do that.
Yeah, I'm joking. That's not a chayk. So that's a gzeira gazarti. It's a gzeira. It's stama decree. V'amitzvah to edes u'mishpatim. A mitzvah of edes, like eating matzah. Why do we eat matzah?
Because
what?
To remember
the Exodus, and it has a specific symbolic idea behind it. Why do we honor our father and mother? That's
Hashem
not nice, Uncle. What?
Hashem commands us.
Because Hashem commands us, that's true, but why do we honor our father and mother?
Wow.
What? Because they brought us into this world. They took care of us. They continue to take care of us. And therefore, we need to respect them. That's a mishpat. So these are edus of mishpatim, sarich lekaimim gam mitzad hatam. We have to fulfill them also because of the reason that are behind them. So in the specific categorization of mitzvahs, there is a difference in the kavana of the mitzvahs. There's a difference in the intention behind the mitzvahs. V'hasha'eila, and the question, Maha edus goymer, hi al ha'amshacha shal yidei maisa mitzvahs. His question is not about the kavana of the mitzvahs, it's about the maisa, about the action. So that's the first question that we ask with regard to these categorizations of the mitzvahs, to the categories. Gam sarich lahav, and we also have to understand, Shasha'elas haben hi al kol gimel hasugim de mitzvahs. The question of the Ben HaChacham is on all three categories of the mitzvahs. Eidos, chukim, u'mishpatim. U'betshuva, but in the answer that we give the Ben HaChacham, we don't emphasize anymore all three categories. We just say, V'yitzaveinu Hashem Elokeinu lasis es kol hachukim ha'eila. We only speak about the chukim. Mazakir, we mention rak hachukim. That's question number two. If he's splitting it up into categories and the separate categories of the mitzvahs are inspiring his question, why are we answering him only about one category? Third question, gam tzarich lahavin. The hachiluk b'hagimel sugim edes chukim mishpatim. Now the Rebbe is going to explain over here in the Maimer specifically. What's the difference between these three types of mitzvahs, between these three categories? Who? Shemishpatim heim ha-mitzvah shemichuyav mitzad ha-seichel. Mishpatim are the mitzvahs that are logical. K'may gezel, geneva, not to steal. Obviously, not stealing is a logical thing if it belongs to him. Why are you entitled to it? Besides which, if everyone would steal, then the world would be chaotic. Only politicians are allowed to steal. Kibud av va'em, respect of parents, is like we said, it's something logical. They brought you into the world. They cared for you. They're where you came from, and therefore you need to respect them. Ve'edos are mitzvahs shehem ois v'zikaren, that are a sign and a remembrance. In other words, edos are not mitzvahs that are logical per se. Edos are mitzvahs that are a sign to something. Like, if you have a special symbolic thing that you do between yourself and your friend, between yourself and your spouse. A special place that you go to that's ma'ir, that arouses feelings that you've had in the past. There's no specific logic to it, but there's something symbolic and deep to it. K'mei Shabbos, like Shabbos, which is symbolic for Hashem's creation of the world. Pesach, which is symbolic of the Exodus. Sukkah, which is symbolic of Hashem's care for us when He took us through the Midbar. Tfilin, which is symbolic, as we said, of Shibud HaLev HaMayach, subjugating our mind and heart. The mitzvahs elu, these mitzvahs, hagam, even though, sha'aseichel mitzad atzmai, that logic on its own. Lulei tzivoy ha-Torah, without the instruction of the Torah, loy haya mechayvam, would not obligate them, because there's nothing specifically logical about eating matzah. Right? There's nothing specifically logical. In fact, eating matzah is quite illogical. But once the symbolism of it is applied, of how Hashem rushed us out of Mitzrayim because of His love for us. He took us out so quickly that our dough didn't have a chance to rise, and therefore we eat bread that is flat and unrisen. So then the symbolic meaning behind it is very deep and meaningful. So the logic by itself would not have obligated it. Udeloika mitzvahs to mishpatim, not like the mitzvahs of mishpatim. Shegam ilmalei nitna Torah, even if the Torah had not been given, hayinu lemedim tznius mechatol vegazel minemala, we would have learned the laws of modesty from a cat, and the laws of stealing from an ant. Ants will never touch something that another ant touched. You know that?
Yes.
That's some from an ant. We would have been able to learn not to take something that's not yours. Mikol makim, nevertheless, la'achrei shahatayra tzivsa aleihem, after the Torah instructed these mitzvahs of edus, haseichel maskim laze. Intellect agrees with it. It feels good. It makes sense. It's something which has a emotional attachment to it. But then there are mitzvahs of chukim. V'chukim heim ha-mitzvahs shegam la'achri shahatera tzivsa aleihem ein lehem makom b'seichel. Chukim are such mitzvahs that even after the Torah instructed them, they make no logical sense whatsoever. V'hem rak b'derech, and they're only in a way of chuko chokakti, gzeira gazarti, I made a decree, v'ein l'cha rishus l'harher achra, you have no choice to think about it, you have no choice to wonder why you should do it. You're doing it because Hashem said you have to do it, and that's it. Now, with this in mind, if you were mentioning the three categories of mitzvahs, in what order would you mention them?
Mishpatim,
Edis, and Chukim, good. Or?
Edim.
Or?
Chukim,
Edis, Mishpatim. So a logical arrangement would either be from ones which are closest to our logic to ones which are farthest from our logic, Mishpatim, Edis, and Chukim, or ones which are farthest to our logic to ones which are closest to our logic, which is Chukim, Edis, and Mishpatim. What arrangement does the Ben HaChacham say them in his question? Edis, Chukim, and Mishpatim. Not like this, not like that. How does that make sense? How does that make sense? Well, Pisa, according to this, Hayatzarich Leimar Lechera, seemingly the Ben HaChacham should have said, Mishpatim, Edis, V'chukim, Beseder de Milmata Lemaila. Or he could have said, Chukim, Edis, V'mishpatim, Beseder de Milmaila Lemata. Either from below to above or from above to below. Baseder, because of who, Edis, Chukim, V'mishpatim. So we continue with Ois Gimel, the Yuvan Zeh, will be able to understand this. In Ois Beis, we asked four questions. The first question was, why does the Ben HaChacham not say Oisanu, even understanding that he wants to contrast the generation after Matan Torah, from the generation before Matan Torah, he can still say Oisanu and make that emphasis. The next three questions were all about Eidus Chukim and Mishpatim. The first is, why does he include Eidus Chukim and Mishpatim in his question at all? Seemingly his question is about the Maisa Mitzvahs, and Eidus Chukim and Mishpatim is about the Kavanas HaMitzvah. That's the second question, right? What was the first question?
It's what you said, right?
Why doesn't he just say
Eisan?
That's the first question. I'm saying, but no, the second question over here. Gam tzarech lahavin imrei ma edus chukim demeachas sheshelase klaus. No, I'm sorry. So that was right. Why? You know, the second question is, why does he say edus chukim mishpatim, which seemingly is about the kavana of the mitzvahs? He should have just said ma mitzvahs. Secondly, we asked why in our answer to him, that's the second of the three questions about Eidus Chukim Mishpatim. So the third question that we asked in the Eis is, why does he ask, if he asked about Eidus Chukim Mishpatim, why do we only answer him about Chukim? And our third question was about his arrangement, about his order. Why does he say Eidus Chukim Mishpatim instead of Mishpatim Eidus on Chukim, or Chukim Eidus on Mishpatim? Good? Eis Gimel, you're following with Yeshaya. V'yuvan ze behektim mashakasav kveit kedushas mayurichami admar. B'memari divir maschul ze will be able to understand this through first prefacing that which the Friedrich Rebbe says in his maimer, also with the divir maschul kish alcha bincha, she'omri b'chag ha-Pesach, Harishain Biboy La Artis Abris Almanas Ladr. He said it the first Pesach that he was living in America. In other words, not when he just visited America, but when he came to America to live. Bahadiuk Shabisha Elas Haben Chacham Ksiv Eschem. The Friedrich Rebbe says, asking why does the Ben HaChacham say Eschem? In this question that we asked earlier, why does he say Eschem, not Eisanu? So in that question, in other words, the first question of Eis Beis, in that question, the Friedrich Rebbe says, the Bezesh, she'imer Eschem v'lo Eisanu, that this, that the Ben HaChacham says Eschem you, and not Eisanu, not us, who doime l'chayre l'ha Ben HaRasha, he's similar, seemingly, to the Ben HaRasha. So this was the original question that we asked, that seemingly this is something that makes him compared to the Ben HaRasha. And for this we explained that he says, Havaya Aleikenu. But in the question that the Friedrich Rebbe asks, the Friedrich Rebbe Moisif Ba'amaymer, the Friedrich Rebbe adds, the Hagam Sha'ben HaChacham Eimer Hashem Aleikenu, even though indeed he does say Hashem Aleikenu, Shehu Machnes Atzmai Bechlal Yisrael. When he says Hashem Aleikenu, what does that mean? He says Hashem is our God. Our God means that he's part of Klal Yisrael. Umekabel Olav Ol Malchus Shomayim, and if he's part of Klal Yisrael, that means that he's accepting upon himself. Parrots the yoke of heaven, he's accepting upon himself the yoke of mitzvahs, hare zehu b'hanegeya la'ikar. This is with regard to the ikar, the main thing. Avo b'negeya l'prate hanyanim, the eider schukim u'mishpatim, hu oimer eschem. With regard to the details of the eider schukim and mishpatim, for that he says eschem. So he says, Ashetziva Hashem Elikeinu, because he agrees that he has to do mitzvahs. But when you're getting into all the details, for that he says, Eschem, for that he says, you. He's not interested in the details. What does that mean? So the Maimer is going to explain, the Rebbe is going to explain. The Miloshen HaMaimer Mashma, from the language of the Friedrich Rebbe's Maimer, the Rebbe says, it's implied, Shehadiuk Bozeh She'imer Eschem, the question on this, that the Ben HaChacham says Eschem, Hu loy rak shetzarech bir lama eimer Eschem. It's not just that we need an explanation, why does he say Eschem? Why is he saying Eschem? The Miloshen I'm sorry. Ella, gam bazesh eimer Eschem v'lay Eisanu. Also, why is he saying Eschem and not Eisanu? Why is he saying you and not us, like we asked earlier in Eis Beis? Shal yidei ze yeshmakim litis. From him saying Eschem and not Eisanu, we can make a mistake. She dezeh she'omer Aleikenu umachnes atzmei beklal, that when he says Aleikenu and he's including himself in Klal Yisrael, hu rak b'negea l'ha'ikar, it's only with regard to the main thing. What's the main thing? The main thing is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. I'm a Jew, and I remain a Jew. Avol b'negel leprate and yanim the edus chukim mishpatim umaitzias atzmo me'aklal. But with regard to the details, he's excluding himself. V'yesh leimar rabir bazeh. We could explain this idea. What does this mean? That he's including himself only with regard to the ikar, but not with regard to the details. How is he doing that? How is he including himself only with regard to the ikar and not with regard to the details?
Which, just to clarify, the Friedrich Rebbe made a chiddush or made a advancement in the question? Is the question...
The Friedrich Rebbe introduced, and we're bringing down from the Friedrich Rebbe, the idea that the mistake that we would have made about the Ben HaChacham when he says Eschem, it's not that he's excluding himself from Klal Yisrael, because after all, he says Hashem Aleikenu. But he's excluding himself from being beholden to the specific details of Torah and Mitzvahs. He says, don't bother me with the details. Don't bother me with the specifics. Like when... When my wife wants me to do something, right? So she starts giving me a list of what to do. Do this, and so on and so forth. Say, I don't want to know all of the details of why and how and where and when. Just tell me the bottom line. What do you need me to do? I'm ready to do it. Right? So that's what the Ben HaChacham is saying. Eides, chukim, mishpatim. It's too many details for me. Tell me the bottom line. Tell me what you need me to do. I'm ready to do it. Hashem Aleikenu. Hashem is our God. I'm ready to be Mekabel Olam Malchus Shamayim. Right, Aryeh? Hashem is the Eibishter. Whatever the Eibishter wants you to do, you're ready to do. But don't bother me with all of the specific details and splitting of the hairs and trying to figure out this way or that way. Those things I'm not interested in. So what does that mean specifically? The Rebbe says, "V'yashleim Rabbi Yerbaza," and this is a very important idea that the Rebbe introduces, and again an idea which is very much relevant to Parshas Mishpatim, Parshas Yisra and Mishpatim, but Mishpatim specifically. To be mitzvahs shnei inyanim. In mitzvahs, there are two ideas. Hashem gave us mitzvahs, and in mitzvahs, in every mitzvah that we do, there are two aspects to the mitzvah. In last week's parsha, we had a pasuk that said, "V'chol ha'am re'in es hakeilis." All of the people that were standing by Har Sinai, they saw the keilis. They saw the sounds. So there's a machlekes in the Gemara between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva with regard to this subject of Reyin Es HaKailis. Rabbi Shmuel says, Reyin Es HaNira V'Shemin Es HaNishma. They saw that which is normally seen. They heard that which is normally heard. Matan Torah was a spectacular sounds and light show. There was thunder and lightning. There was tremendous sounds, voices of the Eibishter speaking. And there was the smoke and the fire and all of the different energy which was there. There was a lot to see and a lot to hear. And Rabbi Shmuel says, they saw, Reyin, everything that you normally see. They heard, Shamu, everything that you normally hear. Rabbi Akiva says, Reyin esha, Nishma, V'shemin esha nira. It says, they saw the Kailas. They saw that which you normally hear, and they heard that which you normally see. They were able to see the voice of Hashem. And they were able to hear the fire, the smoke, the lightning. They were able to hear it. What does that mean? So in general, the explanation of these two things whether they saw that which is heard, or saw that which is seen. It has to do with another machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva with regard to Matan Torah, the Rebbe explains. The other machlekes is when Hashem said, Anoichi Hashem Eleikecha. What did the Yidden respond? So obviously they responded, what? Hein, yes, we agree. You are Hashem, our God. Lo yia lecha alekim acherim alpanai. Do not have any other gods in front of me. What did the Yidden respond to that, parents? Here we have a machlekes again between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel says they answered. What did they answer? No, we will not.
We will not have other gods.
Right. Rabbi Akiva says they answered.
Yes.
We will not. Yes, honey. We will not. What's the difference? What's the difference between answering no and answering yes? And in the machlekes, in this argument, it's not just an argument between what they answered for layilacha, because if you look at their argument, it says that Rabbi Akiva says they answered al hein hein va'al lav hein. Rabbi Shmuel says they answered al hein hein va'al lav lav. So when it says Rabbi Akiva after Rabbi Shmuel, I said it in the wrong order, it repeats that they said al hein hein, and yes, yes. In other words, the machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva was not just what they answered for the layir lecha, was also what was the implication of their response to Anoichi Hashem Eleikecha when they said yes. It was a different yes according to Rabbi Akiva than it was according to Rabbi Shmuel.
One is a little bit more like urgent, but one sounds a little bit more like Kabbalah Sol.
Which one sounds more like Kabbalah Sol?
Like Rabbi Akiva. Yes, yes, okay, whatever it is, I'll do it.
Exactly.
I don't even care.
And Rabbi Shmuel?
Oh, that makes sense. Okay, fine, I won't do it.
Good.
Think about it.
So the difference between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva is the same in both of these machlekesin. Rabbi Shmuel says that the mitzvahs are mitzvahs which entered into ourselves. In other words, that which we see, that which we hear, that which makes sense to us, needs to make sense to us, and needs to be applicable to us, and we need to feel and recognize and make part of our chachma, bina, and das. And Rabbi Akiva says, no. Mitzvahs is about saying, Eibishter, me, I'm a nothing, I'm a nobody, I don't exist, whatever you want, Eibishter, I'm ready to do. And therefore, that which we normally hear, that means that which is distant from us and we're not able to see tangibly, we were able to see by Matan Torah. Godliness, spirituality by Matan Torah, something that became real to us. And so the physical world, which we normally see by Matan Torah, is something we only heard. It was something which was distant from us, something which was far from us.
Was that before or after they said they were nothing?
Nasa v'nishma?
Yeah.
It was together with, but Nasa v'nishma, Bepashtus came before that. Nasa v'nishma came before Matan Torah. Okay. But Nasa v'nishma was definitely a preface for that. Okay. But you see how Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva are arguing. The truth is that the reason why Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva have this argument, the Rabbi explains this in a number of machlekes in between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, and over here as well, is that Rabbi Shmuel was a tzaddik. Rabbi Akiva was a Baal Tshuva. The tenuah of a tzaddik is Ur Yashar, drawing down into the world, into reality, into Chabad. And the tenuah of a Baal Tshuva is Bittel.
What is tenuah?
The expression, the movement, the way of a Baal Tshuva is Bittel.
To clarify, it sounded like earlier you were saying hearing represents Getlechkeit.
Hearing represents usually Getlechkeit to us, because can you see Getlechkeit? I hope not.
No.
Not that I hope not, because I hope you're not a tzaddik, but I hope not, because if you see it, and
maybe we should
call
it a professional.
Usually getlichkeit is something which you hear, and physicality, pizza, is something which you see, and by Matan Torah, they were able to have the opposite. They were able to say, Eibishter, we don't exist. Our reality, our perception, our senses are batel, and we're connecting to you entirely. These two tnuos of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, Eilu ve'Eilu, Divrei Elokim Chaim, they represent two approaches that we have every time we perform a mitzvah. Every time we perform a mitzvah, yeshnei inyanim b'mitzvahs. There are two mitzvah, shnei inyanim, there are two ideas, there are two aspects to a mitzvah. One aspect to a mitzvah is the yes, yes, yes. What's the yes, yes, yes? Zesha mitzvahs heim tzivu Hashem. This, that the mitzvahs are commanded to us by Hashem. The inyan zehu b'chol ha-mitzvahs b'shava. This idea is equal in all of the mitzvahs. That's why their yes for the anoichi was a different yes than the yes of Rabbi Shmuel. Because the yes for the Aneich was yes, whatever you want, Hashem. And the yes for the Le'ilach was also yes, whatever you want, Hashem. As opposed to, according to Rabbi Yishmael, their yes for the Aneich was yes. Wow, that's so beautiful, that's so deep, that's so amazing, that's so inspiring. Aneich Hashem Aleikacha. That was their yes. It's a whole different yes. The yes of Rabbi Akiva is yes, an equal yes in all of the mitzvahs. Pashtayst. Yeah? Are you? The Indian Zahu Bechol HaMitzvahs B'Shava. The Zesh HaMitzvahs Nachlokis B'Gimel Sugim the Eidus Chukim HaMishpatim. That's a separate idea in mitzvahs. That some mitzvahs are Eidus, some mitzvahs are Chukim, some mitzvahs are Mishpatim. That's already a whole new dimension in mitzvahs, where each mitzvah has its own understanding, its own logic, its own categorization, and so on. Ushnei inyanim eileheim gam b'kiyum ha-mitzvahs. These two ideas that exist inside of mitzvahs exist in our fulfillment of mitzvahs. D'bekavanas ha-mitzvah shnei inyanim. When you're about to go out and put on tefillin, in every mitzvah that you do, limud ha-Torah, you're sitting over here and learning Torah. There are two ways to learn Torah. One way to learn Torah is the Eibishter says, I have to be up by Chassidus, I have to be by Chassidus Seder, and if I'm not by Chassidus Seder, he's going to give me a knas. So therefore, I need to be there. So I'll sit by Chassidus Seder. The rabbi could be talking about Atzilus, and he could be talking about pizza, and I'm just going to say yes, yes, yes. It doesn't make a difference. I have no idea what he's talking about. It doesn't matter to me what he's talking about. I just know that I have to sit there and be there and shake my head, yes, whatever he's saying. that's one aspect of the fulfillment of mitzvahs. That's kavana klalis, a general kavana l'kayim tzivu Hashem, to fulfill the mitzvah of Hashem. The kavana zu he bechol mitzvahs b'shava. This kavana is by all of the mitzvahs equally, by all of the mitzvahs the same. The kavana pratis, but then you have a specific kavana. The specific kavana is listen, understand, ask questions, challenge, be involved, absorb, make it part of you. Kiyum ha-mitzvah, mipnei shehi eidus ois ha-vizikaren al eiza inyan. Fulfilling the mitzvah because of its specific idea, that it's eidus an ois vizikaren, it's a sign, a remembrance on a specific idea. Or you're doing this mitzvah because it's a chayk, ugzeira, because Hashem said, and Hashem said, don't wear shatnas. I'm not going to wear shatnas. Or because it's a mitzvah which is mechuyev also mitzad haseichel. And the truth is that within each mitzvah, you also have edus chukum and mishpatim within matzah. So there are edus, there's chukum and the mishpatim. There's edus which is the general mitzvah of matzah and the message of matzah. There's mishpatim, there's parts which make sense that make sure that it doesn't the dough doesn't remain for 18 minutes because then it's going to rise and so on. And there's certain chukim, certain aspects within the mitzvah that they don't have to be logical. Why do we do them? That's just because that's what halacha says. That's what the mitzvah instructs us. Usha'elas haben chacham is maha edus v'chukim v'mishpatim. He, the kivan shekala mitzvah simtziv Hashem. We're now changing his question a little bit. We're changing this question a little bit. We're going to have to try to integrate the two questions. Yesterday, we said that the question of the Ben HaChacham Ma'edus V'Chukma Mishmatim was, how does Mitzvah Ma'isis draw down our Insof? Now we're saying that his question is, since all Mitzvahs are the command of Hashem, in other words, the Ben HaChacham is coming from Rabbi Akiva's perspective, since every single mitzvah is the command of Hashem, why do I have to understand what you're saying in Chassidus? Every mimer is just speaking. Atzilus bi yitzia asiya, are in seif, are in makif, are pnimi, and so on and so forth. It's all talking about godly things. All I need to do is just read through it like Tehillim, and I'm yitzah. I fulfill my obligation. Why do I have to understand the difference between our makif and our pnimi, and why in one case our makif doesn't make sense, and in another case our pnimi doesn't make sense, and start draining myself a cup to try to understand all of these details? And in one mimer it asks the question like this, and in another mimer it asks the question punkt verkehrt. And I have to try to figure out why in each mimer it's different. Leave me alone, just let me read through the mimer and be a itza. Why do the details matter to me? That's his question. What's the details relevant to me? In other words, the Ben HaChacham is saying, I want to be battled to the Eivishter. Yes, honey. Tell me what you want me to do. I'm ready to do it. It doesn't matter what. Just tell me what to do. And therefore it asks in the Maimer, the Gam La'achrisha Eimer Aleikeno, even after it says Aleikeno, Yashmakim Litois, there's room to make a mistake. Shema Benagea Leprate Hanyanim the Eidus Chukum Mishpatim, that with regard to the details of Eidus Chukum Mishpatim, who Meitzi Chas Vishalim as Atzme Meaklal, he's excluding himself. Ubechle Lishlal Taus Zu, in order to negate this mistake, because chas v'shalom to suggest that the Ben HaChacham is excluding himself from the details, because Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva are elu ve'elu develikim chayim. You need to have the tznu of Rabbi Kiva of bittul. You need to have the tznu of Rabbi Kiva of just whatever the Eibishter wants from me, but you also need to have the tznuah of Rabbi Shmuel. You have to understand the Maimer inside out. You have to understand the mitzvahs. You have to understand the halachas. You have to know the Blat Gemara and the question of Tosfos and the question of the Rashba and how the Rashba is different than Tosfos and why the Rashba is coming from one perspective and Tosfos is coming from another perspective. And then understand how that is relevant in halacha and why the Rosh paskins one way and the Rambam paskins another way and how the Torah is understanding the Rosh and how the Beis Yosef is understanding the Rosh. You have to understand all of this. You have to know all the details. So chas v'shalom to suggest that the Ben HaChacham is excluding himself from this either. So therefore he should have said Aisanu also with regard to the Eidus Chukum Mishpatim in order not to make a mistake that he's excluding himself. That is the point of Eis Gimel. That when he doesn't say a sonu, it sounds like he's excluding himself from the details. So how could it be that he didn't say a sonu, giving us the impression that he's excluding himself from the details? So we're going to have to take the question of Eis Aleph, which was, how do mitzvahs maisius draw down our Ein Sof? And the question of Eis Gimel, of why are the details important to us, and integrate them somehow in a way that is not making the Ben HaChacham excluding himself, being excluded of the details of mitzvahs either. We'll stop over here for today and continue.
My dad was on a case. if he doesn't look at the details and he just goes by what the Torah law says, it's not going to make any sense. If you don't look at the details, okay, this opinion says this, this opinion says that, you're going to end up saying this guy's written for 400 years, so there are skillings that are skillings for pieces of bread.
Change up, right?
Not right.
Oh, Bill, are you going to
your room? Yeah,
like, very complicated.
Are you going to your room?
I don't know. Rabbi,
can
you check my temperature?
What?
Can I check my temperature?
Absolutely, of course.
Yeah.
If it's not open, I'll open it to you. Okay, take care. Bye, Ruben. Yes, Meisha. Sorry.
I'm late.
It's okay.
Have a good day, Moshe.
Good morning, Moshe.
Hey, good morning.
How are you doing?
Yosef is saying hello to you.
Moshe Sita. Oh, he's gone.
He's gone.
Yeah. I had Moshe for Shabbos.
Baruch Hashem.
Yeah, yeah.
You doing okay, Rabbi?
Baruch Hashem.
Don't worry about you.